If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining, for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode. Hi, Dr. Sherry. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I have been dying to talk about castor oil with an expert. And so I'm so excited to have you on as the medical advisor for Queen of Thrones. They are, the queens of castor oil, obviously. And so I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. Such a warm welcome. And it's such a pleasure to be here and to speak about everything castor oil and castor oil packs and hormone health and to speak with you, Nina, about this. So very excited.
Awesome. Well, great. Let's kind of hop right into it. The first question I want to know is, how did you get linked up with Queen of Thrones? And also maybe even describe to the listeners, because they might say like, what is that? You know, what is that? How did you link up with them and get involved in all things castor oil?
Well, I am fairly new to the Castor Oil Queen of the Thrones amazing team. I started in January of this year. And prior to that, I owned my own clinical practice as a homeopath, and I'm a private wellness chef. So cool. I linked up with Dr. Marisol back in November, and we just thought, wow, I would be a great fit for the team and to speak for the company. My experiences with castor oil prior to this company were all wrong. I have learned that, yes, a lot of the practitioners are using it wrong. So it's such a great opportunity to be able to teach from Queen of the Thrones the right way.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah.
So I was on TikTok the other day. I just got a TikTok and decided, you know, whatever, I'm going to use it. And I was just sharing some tips on, hormone health or PMS. And I said, and also you might want to try castor oil. You know, it's been kind of shown to help with cramping and things like that. And the trolls of TikTok got crazy. Like, I had a couple people comment and they were like, this is not scientifically proven and you are spreading mistruth. And I even found a study done in naturopathic medicine, and they like linked to other small studies showing the benefits of castor oil. And I, commented back and was like, here, check this out. But I feel like people are very up in arms about it sometimes. I mean, there's like two camps. There are the people that are like, it is everything. And then there are people that are like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, we need more research. So I'm curious, first of all, how do you combat those people? And then let's talk about maybe the research behind castor oil and educate some people on it.
Yes, I find that too with a lot of, I guess you would call it holistic or, you know, traditional methods. There's a lot of the 50% who are, you know, against it for just a weird reason. Right. I experienced it myself with homeopathic medicine, of course. So combating that is, there is research, and there's been research on it for years, decades, and you can go to PubMed and all the official scientific platforms. And they speak about like the ricinoleic acid and all the components of the actual castor oil and where it comes from and everything about like the scientific background. So I always just go directly to PubMed. It's like, if you don't believe, then that's your choice. But maybe, you know, instead of judgment, go to the science and see it
for yourself. Yeah. And I feel like their argument is the science, and it's like, but there is science, you know, maybe we're not looking in the right place. Or maybe I think the other problem is when it comes, and I'm curious to get your take on this, when it comes to holistic health or treatments or things like that, we don't maybe have an abundance of like really big studies, because it's just, if they're not going to make a lot of profit off of it, you know, it's not a pharmaceutical company maybe backing the funding or something like that, then we're not going to get these gigantic, huge, you know, long studies. But we can't just credit even some of the smaller ones that we have.
Right. Of course. Totally agree. And I think that with a lot of holistic and natural medicines, and I'm going to say homeopathic medicines again, they work. So that's going to take away from big pharma. And so of course they're not going to, you know, spread it around out there, all this scientific research, because they're going to promote their own.
For
but
sure.
When it comes to castor oil itself, they use it in big pharma. Like it's a carrier oil. So they have a lot of research online and on PubMed and things like that. So that makes it extra easy to,
yes,
to lead people and guide people in that direction.
I love that. I'm already thinking I want to like link this podcast episode when we're done to the Insta or to the TikTok troll and
be cool.
Like, hey, listen to this episode. Cool. Well, okay. So castor oil, I first started learning about it because I was struggling with period pain. And later have gotten diagnosed with endometriosis through laparoscopic surgery. So I've been like always kind of thinking about, okay, it helps, I've heard, with cramping and bloating and things, and also liver, which is amazing for anyone struggling with hormone imbalance or estrogen detox. So let's start there. Like, what are some of the hormonal benefits of using castor oil?
Oh, so many. Mm-hmm. So due to the fact that castor oil has the component of ricinoleic acid being a natural anti-inflammatory, and the weight of that component being able to permeate through the skin, through the top layer of the skin, into the circulatory and where the lymph vessels lie, having that anti-inflammatory aspect circulating and flowing to the liver, that's going to downregulate any inflammation.
Mm.
And so, and that's going to lead to the thyroid and hormone output. And so it supports the natural body systems. So when you're experiencing hormonal or hormone imbalance symptoms, such as what you just explained, and more, then the regulation of those natural body systems allow for that balance. And so the symptoms and signs and symptoms that you're experiencing will begin to decrease and hopefully disappear.
Wow. So what is this? Okay, what's the component of castor oil that you mentioned? I can't pronounce it.
So it's ricinoleic.
Ricinoleic.
Yes, okay. It's an omega acid.
It's an omega acid, just like any type of omega acid that is supportive.
Yes, so it's 90% of that. And the rest of it is like omega 3, 6, 9. And there's also E in there as well.
Okay. And here's the other thing too, just with hormone stuff in general and inflammation, we know how powerful omega 3 is for that. Oh, and vitamin E has been like a game changer. I supplement with vitamin E and I found that it has been incredibly helpful. So just like hearing like those two kind of components, smaller components within it is, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. Who discovered castor oil? Where does it come from? I don't even know. And you might not know the answer either, but like where do we get castor oil from?
So Edgar Cayce is the name that rings a bell. I'm pretty sure he was the man. Right. So all the research stems back from him. I'm sure it was founded prior to him, but he's the guy. And so it comes from the castor bean.
Okay.
So yes. So the castor oil that the Queen of the Thrones has comes in an amber glass bottle so that the light can't destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
It is cold pressed, extra virgin, hexane free. And that's all important because you don't want the chemicals from plastics in it. You don't want the light and all that sort of a thing.
So, because these oils can be unstable. So it's like when light gets to them, they can go rancid quite easily.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So ours is, like I said, it's extra virgin. So it is the first of the cold press. So you want it to be as close to the natural substance as possible.
So, awesome. Yeah, you guys have a great product with that for sure. Like the top castor oil out there, which is amazing. Now, if you are you're trying to use it, and I am the first to say I go through seasons. I have like created my own makeshift castor oil pack for the time being. I'm about to get yours actually. But the one that I had was just like castor oil that I was like putting on my abdomen and then I'd put like a heating pad over it or whatever. Or, you know, like a towel and a heating pad or something. But you have to be consistent, right? Like I would be like, oh, I'm going to do this. Then I'd do it for like 3 days one week and then 2 days the next week. And then I'd like fall off the bandwagon with my castor oil. So what's the routine? Like what's the typical, you're struggling with some sort of hormone imbalance. You want to focus on using castor oil. How consistent do you have to be? Like those sort of details.
Well, repetition is key when it comes to health and wellness.
Right.
And when using castor oil packs, if it's the first time you've ever used one in your entire life, the recommendation is to just apply one, get a liver pack, apply it to your liver for an hour, and that's it, and then take it off. And then do that, you know, for a few days in a row. And if you're not getting like this huge flow of cleansing and detox symptoms, then go ahead and wear it longer. You can wear it overnight. It is recommended to do it daily for specific, you know, like chronic ailments. If it's an acute thing, then the protocol is a little different, but everybody is unique and different in themselves. So if you're doing it a few times a week, that's cool. I mean, if you're getting the results that you want, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So if you have, what would be more of a chronic condition you would recommend somebody use their castor oil pack every day?
Well, infertility. Mm-hmm. What else? Rheumatoid arthritis. We'd joint pain, things that occur every day, all the time. Mm-hmm. Like people get brain fog, joint pain. If they have menstrual issues, PCOS, endometriosis, those types of things versus acute could be something like, I helped someone carry my dresser out yesterday and ow, my back hurts sort of a thing. So that's something that you could do for a couple of hours a day for 2 or 3 days and then you're good. You don't need to do it anymore. But for something as acute like endometriosis and PCOS, and you're getting those daily painful symptoms, then you want to do it on a daily.
Yeah. So you would do it daily. And then is there like a stopping, is there a period of time, or is it because if this is a chronic condition, then it's like kind of an everyday thing? Or is it like, let's do this for 3 months every day? Or what's kind of the protocol with that?
Well, that would be specific to the individual. So like wearing a castor oil pack every day, it won't hurt. Like it's only going to benefit, even if you don't have any issues at all, because it's supporting, if you're placing it on the liver, it's supporting your liver and all the natural things that it does. So it won't hurt. I have, we've had reviews come in, like a lady actually emailed us the other day and asked, is it okay that I've been wearing my castor oil pack 24 hours a day, every day? Nice. It's like, well, yeah. I mean, if you've been doing it for 3 months and you've had no issues, then yes, definitely for you, that's okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely individual based, dependent on whatever ailment they might be experiencing.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Something else that I've gotten this question a lot is, how do I rotate it? Like, because we're talking a lot about the liver right now. And we know, I mean, I guess we can even talk about the importance of the liver when it comes to all of these different ailments that we're talking about. But a lot of people want to know, like, do I wear it over my liver during this phase of my cycle? Do I wear it over my uterus during this phase of my cycle? So let's maybe talk about like the organs and their importance and like, should they rotate? Like, what's kind of the deal around that?
Yeah, great question. And yes, definitely. Definitely rotate, because we are cyclical beings. So, and we cycle with the moon. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to menstruation, we either cycle with the new moon or we cycle with the full moon, depending on where we are in life or, you know, who we are as people. So when it comes to, say, someone who is a new moon menstruator, then they would put the pack on the first day of the flow.
Got
on
it.
The liver. So you on put the pack on the liver with the flow. And then on the day of ovulation, like 2 weeks later, you're going to switch it up and put a pelvic pack on your pelvic area.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a full moon menstruator, then you would do the opposite.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's the people that are kind of in between, like they're on the, what is it? Like the new moon and the, what's the other one? The waning moon. Some people are on those.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're on one of those, just, you know, swap it around when you're bleeding and ovulating around those two as well.
Exactly. And the cool thing about the application of the packs is if you are the in-betweener, the castor oil packs will help regulate your body so it will find its right rhythm and right cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah. Right now, what am I? I was just bleeding and it was just the full moon. So I guess I bleed on the full moon, which is, what is that? I forget. There's like the white moon cycle and the red moon cycle. I talk about it in my course, actually. Yeah. I always forget like the differences, because I feel like when the moon is bright, you're actually, more people are in their ovulatory phase. And then when the moon is dark, and most people are like in their menstrual phase, but I'm the opposite of that.
Right. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm the opposite. I'm on the new moon and I didn't even connect my cycle with the moon until I started doing research for Queen of the Thrones. And cool. I happened to go, oh, okay. It's the new moon. And I just started my period. I had my whole life never connected it.
Wow. Isn't that wild? Yeah. I mean, and then people that are just getting off of birth control, they'll start to realize like, whoa, I'm actually cycling with the new moon or the full moon. It's really, really cool.
Yes.
And it's just a fun way to, I think, to connect to like that larger picture of like, oh, there's something outside of myself and look at us, we're all connected and that kind
of
thing.
Yes, it's amazing. Yes.
Which is awesome. Okay. So liver health is really important for hormone health. We know it like works on packaging up all of our toxins and our estrogen and helps us get it out. So that's really why we're focusing on the liver and why we want castor oil to help stimulate the liver. So can you maybe just talk about, I know you mentioned it in the beginning, but what is the castor oil supporting when it's on our liver?
Inflammation, right? So if there is any kind of inflammation in the liver, then it's unable to detox and cleanse like it's supposed to. So a lot of people might be experiencing symptoms like waking at a certain time in the night, usually around the 3 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. And if you are, that means that your liver is very angry and needs some attention. Mm-hmm. So by applying the pack onto your liver, it also, like the oil aspect of it, applying the oil is only 50% of the protocol. The pack part is the other half because the pack helps keep the heat in. And when there's heat, then blood goes to that area, more circulation. So if you put it on that specific area, say like the liver, then you're drawing attention to that particular area
that
to help
sense.
Downregulate that inflammation so that it can do its job and then hopefully bring some balance into anything else that's going on in the body.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the same would be for the lower abdomen then too, right? We're kind of focusing in on what's happening with the uterus or the gut maybe, and the same type of effects.
Yes, exactly. Like I've had patients who have a PCOS, endo, and and also just period pain or maybe cysts on the ovaries. So they might get that pain in that front there. So putting the pelvic pack on the front and then just drawing the attention with the heat and bringing the blood to that area brings the attention to that area and also helps with relieving pain, not just inflammation.
Yeah. So you mentioned, I'm thinking of people that have ovulation pain. Now, would we want to wear the pack on our uterus or whatever lower abdomen while ovulating then? Or would you want to do it on, the, you know, like, I think that's a question people get a lot. And I know you mentioned when you're on your period, you know, wear it over your liver. But some people are like, if I'm having cramps, do I want to wear it on my lower abdomen then? Is there like, does it really matter where you place it?
It can if you want to get pregnant, if you're trying to get pregnant. Yes. Yeah. So if you are ovulating, you're during, it's during that phase, then you don't want flow, right? So having the liver pack over your liver during the flow stage, the reason for that is because you want that flow. You want to release, you want to let that go. Whereas when you're in the next stage of ovulation and placing the pelvic pack on your pelvis area, that is more of a nurturing state, right? It's like you've ovulated and now you want to nurture and nest that egg with the hope of pregnancy.
Yeah.
Right? So there, yeah, that's a very important factor in the protocol for sure.
Got it. Yes. Okay. So that's really good to know. So if you're trying to conceive, there's sort of differences there. And then when we're trying to balance hormones, you know, we kind of can focus on the liver and the lower abdomen in different areas, the pelvic pack.
Right.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk more about the pack itself because like I said, I'm having this conversation. I still need to order mine. I need to get on it. I'm so, a procrastinator. But I've been using my makeshift. And there's a barrier to entry, I think, sometimes because people are, like, intimidated. And I know that I was, too. Like, oh, it's messy and it's going to stain my clothes and all these things. But I think that's the cool thing about Queen of the Thrones is that you guys have this mess-free, really easy to use pack. So can you describe that to the listeners?
Yes, of course. So first of all, for those who don't know or haven't tried it, the old traditional way was like you had said earlier, you soak a cloth
Yep.
You put it on your body part, you wrap it. Usually people wrap it in saran wrap. Then they add heat and then they lay down on an old towel and it's this whole ordeal. And it is super messy.
Yeah.
So with the Queen of the Thrones castor oil packs, the pack itself is made out of 100% organic. That's important. Organic Sherpa. And it has these super soft ties that expand with your breathing. So you don't even feel constricted. You don't even feel like you're wearing anything. It's so beautiful. And so you pour the castor oil onto the pack, you place the pack compress onto your body, and that's it. There's no leaking. There's no mess. You don't add heat. You don't put that dread, god-awful plastic on your body. and that's it.
Does it get on your clothes on the pack? Because you're putting it directly on the pack?
Putting it directly on the pack, and then you're placing it directly on the skin. So it isn't, I wouldn't say it is mess-free. It's just less mess. So right. It is possible you could get it anywhere, but you literally only have to use a tablespoon to 2 tablespoons at a time. And the pack absorbs it. And then when you place it onto your skin, then where it has absorbed into the flannel, that's going to be touching your skin now. And that's that gentle, slow release into your skin.
Mm.
So if you're sloppy with it, you might get it somewhere. In general, it just feels nicer
and neater and cleaner for sure. Definitely. When you have, yes. Yeah.
Actually, funny story for Easter dinner, I was sitting beside my mom who I just got to wear a pack because she's got some severe liver issues. And she goes, guess what I'm wearing? And I was like, what? She pulls her shirt up and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
That's amazing. I love that. You're like, hey mom, wear one of these packs. I love that. Yeah, because there's this whole thing with the plastic, like we know we don't want plastic going into our skin. And here we are wrapping it in like plastic. I typically was just putting it on the flannel or like a couple times just directly on my skin with the flannel over it and then putting my heating pad. But it is like, it's just a process, you know? And I love the idea. This is a question that I have. From what I've researched, it's like, you don't have to always keep applying the castor oil to your flannel. So when you're using the pack, you said like a couple tablespoons every time you use it, or do you not have to replace that every time because it's soaked in?
No, I would definitely add the tablespoon or two every time. So a bottle, like a 500 milliliter bottle, oh, geez. I don't know how long that would last. A good 2, I would think. Mm. So it's a good length of time that it would last. And the great thing is you don't have to soak the whole thing.
Yeah, no, that's good. I just was curious because that's another thing people always say is like, wait, how much am I putting on? Is this sopping wet? Like, what's going on with this? Am I going to get it everywhere? My next question is castor oil is also used for many other things. I've seen people like putting it on their eyelashes, like doing all this other stuff with it. Can we just touch on some of those things? Because of course, everyone here wants to know about like the hormone side. They want to know about this liver pelvic pack thing. But what else can we do with castor oil?
My goodness, so many other things.
Lots of things.
So it's great for anti-aging. So if you just want to apply the castor oil to your skin and not the compress, you're going to get those beautifying results. The anti-aging aspect promotes nitric acid in the body. And so when you have that, then you have a decrease in wrinkles, which is awesome. Uh-oh. I'm actually applying it between my eyes because I have this like very curious, angry looking
frown. Oh, what's that
frown.
Called? Like the crow's something? It's called something. Everyone, crow's is the eyes. Everyone talks about the 2 lines between their eyebrows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And my goodness, I think after 3 applications, my son had said, oh, mommy, you don't look so angry anymore. And I'm like, really?
Oh my gosh.
3 days? Cool.
That's amazing.
Okay, I'm not angry.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. So do you just take a little bit and you rub it on the wrinkle?
Yes.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
Then we have the sleep mask. So I do it before I go to bed because I don't want to be like a shiny forehead person.
Yeah. Right.
So I'll rub it on in between my eyes before I go to bed. And then because castor oil can stain, and I don't want to sleep in old stuff all the time. I'll put my sleep mask on. So that keeps the oil from getting all over my pillow or stuck in my hair. But as a side note, it is amazing for hair. And that's how I actually came across castor oil about 10 years ago. I was going through homeopathic medical school, homeschooling my 2 boys, raising horses. It was just a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I was super stressed. And my hair was thinning and falling out in like clumps. So, you know, went to Dr. Google and found castor oil and started applying it. And I think it was about 2 to 3 months of applying it that I found that I finally stopped losing.
Wow. Where did you put it? And how did you do it?
Well, I put like a tablespoon or two onto my hands, rub my hands, and then just massaged my scalp. And at the time, I would just use an old towel, wrap my hair in the towel, go to bed.
This is when it was wet. So you'd like massage it into
it. Get it dry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then I'd go to bed and wake up in the morning and my towel would be like at the end of my bed and my hair was everywhere. And, but it worked. But now with Queen of the Thrones, we have the hair kit.
Cool.
So we have the hair towel that's made of the same material as the pack, has a button on it. So when you wake up in the morning, it's not, you know. So yeah, so it really helped my hair. Like you can't see it. Like,
I can see it. It's very long and luscious.
But it's like so thin. Like this is it. It's so thin. So I am so thankful that the falling out has stopped. And now I'm just working on regrowth, which is
so cool. What other products do you have then? I know I browsed the site, but there's the hair product and then there's the hormonal pelvic liver pack. What else do you guys have going on?
So we also have the cosmetic kit. So it's the eyebrow and eyelash.
Oh my gosh. Can we talk about that for a second? Sure. My eyebrows are so thin. I don't know if you can see them. I mean, I have eyebrows, but they're pretty thin. Oh goodness. Hello. If you look at the people nowadays, if you look at the young ones nowadays, they have these like really thick, and a lot of people are microblading too. So they have these like thick, thick, beautiful eyebrows. And I was like, I need to work on my eyebrows. So talk to me about eyebrow castor oil stuff.
Okay. Well, I can talk to you as much as I know about it because I don't really look at, these are my natural eyebrows and I don't do anything with them. So,
you got good eyebrows too.
If you apply the, so our kit comes with this little, gosh, I don't know the names of these, the little tool with the brush on it.
Yes.
And, it looks like a mascara brush.
Mm-hmm.
So you dip it into the castor oil and then you just rub it onto your eyebrows and onto your eyelashes. And you can wear it like that all day or all night, however you want. But it's best if you put the sleep mask on, because then you can sleep with it and then you don't have to worry about how you look or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's going to help with, again, bringing that circulation to the area. All the omegas are going to nourish your skin and your follicles. And then it's also going to help, usually a sign of hormone imbalance, something to do with maybe the thyroid, could be a possibility when you have thinning eyebrows, especially from the outside in. So it's going to help with the balancing of your hormones as well. And then maybe one day you'll wake up with big bushy eyebrows.
Then you have to start plucking again. That's incredible. Okay. I'm such like a huge, I've been a huge fan of castor oil, like on the sidelines, you know, like every time I have, you know, I do group coaching for Fertility Awareness Method. And then I also do private, you know, hormone and fertility coaching. And I'm always sending them castor oil. I'm always sending them to the Queen of the Thrones and like sharing these things. And here I am like using my makeshift one, you know, on the side. So I feel like I've been like a preacher of castor oil and I've just never been consistent with myself, which I guess is the story of a lot of people's lives. But I'm so excited to learn more about it. And it sounds like just such an easy thing we can do to fix some of these chronic issues we've been dealing with. Like, why not just throw on a castor oil pack and go about your day or sleep?
Yes, exactly. And I think that We know as healthcare practitioners, we know the benefits of it. And maybe like you have tried it and it is like a sloppy, inconvenient mess. So, I don't want to do it. And then our people who we serve, they don't comply. So our follow-up results are like super horrible because of that fact. So when you just try it that first time, how easy it is and how comfortable it is and how great you feel, most people, as soon as they put that pack on, they feel amazing. It's like, oh wow, like I can now prescribe this protocol because I myself believe in it and I am sold on it, which is like such a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Two questions that came to mind before we wrap up. The first one is castor oil energizing at all? Because that is something I feel like I noticed when I had it on my liver that week. I was doing it really consistently. I almost felt like an energizing effect from it. And I was like, oh, that might be something I don't want to do before bed. Has anyone ever had that happen to them? Or is that a common thing?
No, that's actually very uncommon because
what's going on with me?
So the pack itself and the application of the skin. So when the skin feels the oil on itself, it promotes these neurotransmitters to start to release dopamine. And then with the pack, it promotes oxytocin. And so it takes the body from that stressed state to a parasympathetic state. So you're feeling, you know, a sense of calm and relaxation and all that.
You know, it's both. That was the weird thing, was it felt like this calming ritual that I was doing, right? And it just like felt really nice. But then I also felt a little, but you know what it could have been? Maybe I was just like estrogen dumping, you know, like maybe that's what it was. Like maybe I was just like getting rid of a ton of estrogen and my body was like, woo, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe because of that, that's the type of a person who maybe needs to do it once a day, maybe, you know, well before bed, before they can wear it longer and more frequently, because maybe there is a little something more that needs to be detoxed and cleansed.
You know, now that you're mentioning that, that's something very typical in kind of all protocols. Like a lot of people will just jump straight to liver detox, you know? And so they're taking all these supplements, and a lot of times you don't even need all those supplements, but they're taking all these supplements and doing all these things and everything's like flooding the liver. And then they have all of these resurface of symptoms because their body is just like, you know, estrogen dumping and detoxing, and that's stressful on the body. And I don't think people realize how stressful that can be when you just jump to that.
Oh yes, exactly. And when we've got a body that's a bit all, you know, like all clogged up and maybe you're not eliminating properly, you're not pooping, you know,
And you have to poop every day if you're going to be detoxing, because where's all that going to go?
Right. Can't recirculate. And no matter what good things, beneficial, healthy things, you might be taking supplements, you're eating fantastic foods, and you're doing all these healthy lifestyle changes, but you're not eliminating. Well, you might as well just toss your money in the garbage and your time,
sure,
you know, in the same spot. So unless you address the cause of why
exactly
you're not eliminating, then there's really no point. So.
And you would say too, that's where if you were going to be doing the castor oil pack, it's like do it for an hour every day, but you also in tandem need to be working on all of the systems. You need to be working on optimizing gut health and eating a well-balanced, nutritious diet that's going to support hormone balance. And all of these things matter. All of these things matter together.
Oh, exactly. It's not like, oh, I'm wearing my castor oil pack on my liver as you're eating a Big Mac. It's like,
yeah. You know. You're like, it's going to be magic. I'm magically going to be healed. I have one more question. The heat aspect. So when you're using Queen of the Thrones castor oil pack, there's no heating aspect to it. It's just like recirculating because it's close to your skin, or how does that work?
So the non-toxic polyurethane outer material actually helps keep your own natural heat in.
Oh, cool.
So that's why you don't need to add a hot water bottle. So that's a common question because people are so used to the idea of having to add heat, but you don't need to. Unless you're someone who is, for example, if you're someone who is going into menopause or postmenopause, or maybe you're well before it and you're experiencing, say, night sweats or, you know, hot flashes, you're not going to want to add heat. But if you're the complete opposite, like I am, I can be cold all the time, I might benefit from extra heat. So it's not needed, but if you want to add it, it won't hurt.
Cool. Sometimes it's relaxing, I think, to have that. Do you know why they don't recommend electric heaters? Because that's what I use. I just have one that I plug in and put on my flannel.
Yeah, I think it's for those who are super sensitive to like EMFs and that frequency that's going from the output to the body, I think.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just easy. I feel like I like it sometimes.
Yeah,
just like plug it in, continuous heat, whatever. But I love the idea that you don't have to have heat if you're using that specific pack. So that's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, that is 100% now all my questions. Do you have anything that you want to add, anything that we missed or that you think the listeners might find helpful about castor oil?
No, I think that we covered pretty much everything. I absolutely loved all the questions. This has been fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you so, so much for coming on the show today. I have a link in the show notes that goes directly to the castor oil pack that we've been talking about, the pelvic and the liver pack. And then also there's a ton of other products on the website that you can shop as well. So other than that, is there anywhere else we can find more about your products?
Yes, definitely all over social media. So we're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. There is one thing I would like to add.
Yeah.
Starting early May, we're launching our affiliate blog posts.
Cool.
So we're getting some amazing people, practitioners, to write up some of their personal experiences with their niches and together with their experiences with castor oil and castor oil packs. So look out for those on our blogs.
Great.
And on our website.
And then we can get some real life experience from people that have been using them.
Exactly.
Maybe after I use it consistently, because I am an affiliate of you guys, because I love what you're doing so much, I can participate in that as well.
Yes, hopefully we get you to do that. Yes, for sure.
Gonna get on it. I'm gonna be better about my castor oil. Awesome.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so, so much for coming on the podcast today. And like I said, everything's gonna be linked in the show notes. I hope that the listeners check out the products, and I appreciate you coming on and talking with us.
Thank you so much. Absolute pleasure to be here, and great to see you.